why won't you flip? There you go. All right, guys. Welcome to the Red Pill. Here you are. We're here. Hi. Yes, I'm watching you, but if you notice, my eyeball is not a regular eye. It's the truth.
It's a dollar sign. Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, if you ever watched the movie A Scanner Darkly, this is the shirt that Robert Downey Jr. wore the entire time. So this, you can get this on Los Feliz in Los Angeles, if you can find the store, because I don't remember the fucking name. But anyway, it's a very cool shirt, same shirt Robert Downey Jr. wore in A Scanner Darkly, but it was a cartoon version. Anyway, let's get to the show.
See, I'm on top of my shit and wanted to make sure I got the audio for that, too.
All right, yeah, man. Kevin is on top of his shit today.
Oh, what's going on, everybody?
Are we having a good shot, Kevin? Did I fuck it up? No, I didn't.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we're good.
Did I? I got to make sure that we have, that people could see us. Get this, look at this fucking thing. We should hang something off it. All right.
Whoa.
Okay, so we'll use that little part as an intro. All right, Kevin, you go for it. It's your thing.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Red Pill. You're here with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com, and I'm Kevin Sabo with Kev Rock Entertainment. So let's jump right back into what we were talking about last week. When you had showed me, I guess I'll just start this off by saying, because I brought this up before we started rolling, when you told me about this live shooting of the newscasters, I actually hadn't seen it. It was too fresh. I didn't see it. So after you told me about it, I went home and watched it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm surprised we didn't, you know, we needed...
It was fresh for me, bro.
It was fresh.
I literally was leaving the house and it happened.
Yeah.
fresh.
So you needed some time. But
Yes, I did.
I'll just tell you this one thing. There's a lot of times, you know, mostly before I was awake, I was fooled by certain events that happened, and it took a lot of research.
9/11.
Yeah, it took a lot of research to uncover a lot of things that that actually went on. With this one, I'll be honest with you, it's one of those cases where I looked at it and I was like, that's fake.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what you think, but I was like, because when you...
Oh, it's probably real. They're dead.
Yeah. I mean...
They're dead.
Yeah.
They're real. They're dead. You have to really do it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I don't want to get misconstrued. That's one thing that we've been criticized
they're
for.
They're dead, but did that guy do it? No.
No, but that's one thing that I just want to get clear, because people always comment about things like that. When we say something like, you know, we say something was staged or something was fake, people think that these people aren't actually dead. No, these people are deceased.
Yeah.
It's not exactly what we're saying.
That's what I'm saying, Sandy Hook. They're dead.
Yeah, people think everything was staged. Everybody always said that about Sandy Hook. How could you say that? I know somebody who's... No shit, you know somebody. It's a fucking tragedy. It happened close by. I'm not saying people didn't fucking die. You know, but what I didn't understand, and we addressed this in certain comments and everything, I just want to say this briefly. I never understood why people took offense to saying something was staged or saying it happened a certain way, which we know it actually did happen, because if you know somebody who was killed or something like that, it's not like it was their fault.
Right.
They're just as much a victim as anybody else's.
Right, and I've never said that it wasn't a tragedy that these people died, and it's even more of a tragedy that it was staged.
Yeah.
How the fuck? It's better if it was a freaking nut job or an accident.
Yeah.
You tell me what's more of a tragedy, a nut job shooting you or the fucking government staging a false flag and you're a collateral damage victim. What's more tragic?
I would say the first one, but both are pretty tragic.
I'd say the second is more tragic, that you became a victim of your own fucking government stupid plot.
That's what I meant. Yeah, the second one.
I would much rather be shot by a real legitimate madman who really was out of his mind. At least I know there was an excuse for it, not part of a false flag fucking plot, collateral damage.
But either way, I'm just telling you, like, I know that if I were in a situation like that, like, say it was a family member of mine, God forbid.
The thing happened when I questioned Sandy Hook, someone who knew somebody who died, and I had to stop them dead in their tracks.
No, exactly. I've had that happen many times, and I'm just saying, from my personal experience, just the way that, or not my personal experience, obviously, but what just the way I think, if I knew somebody who was murdered, or it was a family member, it was a friend, God forbid.
And somebody
came across and said, hey, there's more to this. It was staged. I cannot see myself being mad at them. Whoever did it, whether it was somebody I thought it was, somebody it was blamed on, or it was something created by the government, or it was staged, I'm still mad at whoever the fuck did it. I wouldn't be mad at the person who said, hey, there's more to the story. That's what I just never understood.
Yeah, no, you'd be mad at the murderer.
And I never understood how this was considered
disrespectful.
They always
shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
That's the fucking point of a messenger. He's the barrier between the actual guy and the person they have to give the message to.
They always shoot the fucking messenger. It's ridiculous. But let's get on this topic, okay? False flag attacks, okay? Like you say, oh, these conspiracy theorists, everything's fake. I've never disputed the fact that people died. I always dispute the official story.
Yeah.
Let's make that clear. What is a lie is the official story. Because you can always tell when it's a lie because there's three or four different versions before the official story comes out. Because usually the three or four different versions come out before the mainstream people, before the government gets in there and tells them what to say. And that's what you have to watch. Look at the early reports of 9/11. Look at the early reports of Sandy Hook. I was lucky enough to be able to hear that as they happened from the first fucking reports. There were four different versions of that story before they came up with Adam Lanza. You know what I mean? And then when you really look at the evidence, you say there's no way a fucking 18-year-old, 150-pound kid could have killed that many kids in that amount of time and got away with it and did it. There's no way. If you ever see that size of the gun that they claimed he used, and if you shot it and you were 150 pounds, you would be up against that fucking wall from the recoil, trying to shoot it that many times.
You know how many people say that have never shot a fucking gun? Never shot a handgun to begin with.
Multiple shooters. That's where the early reports were. That's what you got to listen to. Multiple shooters was the initial reports. Case closed. I heard him with my own ears.
Oh, I did too. I mean,
we know people who had people who died. People died in Sandy Hook.
We're too close to home.
People,
man.
What, 9/11 was a false flag. Does that mean all those people didn't fucking die? No, they died.
Yeah.
They were a sacrifice. They died. That's part of the thing. False flags are usually a sacrifice. You don't think John F. Kennedy was a sacrifice to Lucifer?
Oh, especially.
Come on.
Especially him.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's the official. John F. Kennedy's dead. It's the official story that is the lie.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say these things are staged, they're staged because the story they tell you is not the truth. That's what the staging is about. It's usually always carried out by the CIA or some government agency for a purpose.
Yeah.
To get some agenda across. In this case, we obviously know it's gun control.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do anything to get gun control. Do you understand what one of Hitler's first moves was?
What?
I'm going to ask you to guess, Kevin.
I'm not really up on my history.
Take away the guns.
Makes sense.
Okay. One of Hitler's first moves. Now, live false flag event. Interesting story. The night before the live shooting of the reporter, I was sitting with another friend of ours, another truth person, who's actually done the podcast with us before. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, you know, I have a real bad feeling that there's going to be a false flag in September. I said, I have a real bad feeling. He goes, well, what could they possibly do that they haven't done already? I mean, they blew up the towers. They did the Boston Marathon. What could they possibly do that could top that? And I said, they're going to do something live. And what I was talking about was the concept of the World Series, the Super Bowl, a concert, the Olympics, some big live televised event that millions of people are watching, and they pull a false flag. That will spur horror in everybody. Right. And that's what they want.
Yeah.
Even 9/11, as horrible as it was, it wasn't televised live. A million people didn't watch it happening as it happened. They didn't see carnage, blood. I mean, this is what my guess would be, a full out production live where the audience really gets to see some carnage, blood, the whole deal. That's kind of what I told them. Now, literally the next day, they had a live shooting, small scale.
Force
literally
is strong with you.
The next day. Now, do you think that was a test to see how horrified people would get with one little live shooting in a small area?
Yeah.
That happened live on TV, dude. People who were watching the news saw that.
Just kind of laying the groundwork with that.
Yeah, laying the groundwork, testing. It was a test. Okay? So I'm still sticking with it. If there is another big false flag, it's going to be done live. Okay? So mark my words, people. Listen.
It's like a new trend.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, and I'm still sticking with September just because what I'm seeing in the stock market. I love the stock market crashing. I love it. I can't wait till it hits.
Damn.
Dude, I got to tell you, man. to me, and I know everybody else is running scared, I'm excited. I'm excited about these times. I really am.
You excited about everything that's like
not everything, but
happen?
A lot of it. Yes. Yeah. Because the old is going. Now the crucial part is when the new comes in. What's the new going to be? That's where we come in. And we have to make the right choice. There's going to be a point where the old is leaving and the new is coming in. The new that they want in is the new world order.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Maybe, but there's going to be a real crossroads where people are going to be able to get out and make the choice. Let's, instead of the new world order, let's choose the true world order.
Yeah.
Choose the light, you know what I mean? The new world order is based on darkness and control and fear. It's, they want world peace, all right, but they want it through control, fear, and it's under their control. True world order is self-government. Self-control, the people governing themselves with love and community and sharing the way it was meant to be, the way we were put here. That is the true world order, not the new world order, which is based on fear, anger, division. Now, they're going to get rid of the division. Everything's going to be dark. That's what they want. Now, you and I both know that can't happen. The world can't exist with only one side of the force.
Mm-mm.
They somehow, darkness thinks it can. It's always mistaken at the end. Darkness will win for a while. It usually does. But in the end, it will come through.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, right now, this is a very, very exciting time for those of us who are awake and aware and who know what's going on and who have chosen the path of light as our main focus.
Yeah.
We're all dark and light. But if we lead with light and let the darkness just be almost our companion, but we lead with light, we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that. These people are leading with darkness, okay, with a fake light excuse for why they're doing it. In other words, they're using the light as their reasoning, the way they're getting it is through darkness. So they're saying we're going to provide you world peace, security, everybody's going to get along and be together, which is true. But they're going to be doing that because they're so afraid not to, that they'll have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they'll be watched. So if you step out of line, you're going to get punished. I mean, seriously, that's where they're headed. If you look at the surveillance, the whole deal. They want to be able to track your every fucking move. Seriously. I mean, you know that. You can just tell by the way things are going. And there's a whole purpose for that. And I'm going to cough. Hold on. So, we are at the, for me, and I used to be the same way. You were a little bit nervous about what was happening.
Still a little bit. I mean, most of the fear is gone.
I almost can't wait to see what, if something does happen in September. I want to see what it is. I mean, the best thing to do is prepare for anything.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you people this any week, it doesn't cost that fucking much. It costs $100 to load up for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a freaking dollar store, load up on food, water, get yourself a little portable fucking generator. No, I'm not talking about one of those big expensive ones. Just enough to run a mini fridge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a gas, little gas propane stove. All these, basically what you do is you go get camping equipment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I could tell you the stuff to get. Put together a thing as if you're going on a camping trip. You know what I mean? That's the best way to prepare, but make sure it's a month-long camping trip. So you get a little propane stove. You don't need a tent. This is for if you just feel like you need to hunker down in your house, let's say, for a month or so. You lose power, the electric grid goes down, there's a police state outside. Terrorist attack happens in your town or whatever. Everybody should have at least a month's worth of food and water stocked away in their house. And that's 30 days. Depending on the size of your family, it can cost you anywhere from $100 to $500.
Right.
Okay? No big fucking deal, dude, really, if you save up. Okay, that's the first thing. A month's worth of food and a way to store it and cook it. And I suggest a little generator. They're not that expensive. I found one for $99, okay? And it's one, it's a battery. You charge it, and they have solar ones, which are even better. If you can get ones that will either charge out of the wall or charge with solar, that's even better. All you need to do is be able to run a little mini fridge or something to keep your food cold, and some electronic equipment just to be able to communicate with the outside world. Because if the power grid goes down, the internet's not going to be around or anything. But if you could find yourself a little radio transmitter, walkie-talkies and shit like that, that would be good. So all you need is a little power center to be able to power a few certain items, enough food and water to last you a month. You know what I mean? Books for entertainment, candles and flashlights and batteries. Get tons and tons of batteries. Tons. Go to the dollar store, I'm telling you, or go find and buy them in bulk. And just have that small. You can put it in a small closet, really. You could really put a whole survival kit in a small closet. And then get the stove, the propane little stove, and a little propane heater. Because you never know, it could happen in the winter, could get cold. I remember I was stuck during a Hurricane Sandy for 2 weeks without power. And it was fucking cold. You remember that was during the winter.
Yeah.
I had a propane heater and I was fine. And I had all this. I didn't need to go buy food because obviously I can go to the store and buy it because just because I didn't have power didn't mean I couldn't go outside. I'm talking about a disaster that where there's no power, nobody has power. Everything around you is just shut down, even the stores. So you got to be prepared for anything. And I'm not talking about having weapons. You don't really need weapons. Go get gallons of water there, a buck at the dollar store, you know, stuff like that. If you can, put a rain barrel outside. Just little things. And another thing I'm going to recommend, buy some silver. Silver coins. $15 right now, silver's cheap, but it's not going to be once this collapse is finished. So right now is a good window to go buy some silver coins. You know, you can get them online. You can get them on eBay. If you know how to work eBay, you can get them for pretty cheap.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are stocking up on silver.
I have right now. I've been doing it. I'm going to continue to do it. I'm going to go buy some tonight, actually. It's not hard to do it little by little by little before the price really goes up because right now it's nice and low. Fuck gold. No, you know what I mean? The only thing you can get on our budget is little tiny pieces that you could lose. They ain't worth shit. Gold coins are a couple grand. What the fuck? So, I mean, you can get silver for $15 and it is the next level down. So, yes, gold is going to be the main exchange. Silver is going to be next for us poor people anyway. That's fine. We'll have some money when shit, you know what I mean? Silver is going to be money. You're going to be able to trade for silver. People are going to want silver. They're not going to want that paper. They're going to want it, all right, to start fires, keep warm, cook their food. That's what that paper is going to be worth.
Yeah.
Metal. Because the metal itself is what's worth. Remember, all of our currency, everything was all based on metal to begin with.
Yeah.
It was all gold and silver based was the what currency is supposed to be. If you look at the word currency, it's current, like electricity. Gold and silver are conductors. That's how it really got its name. Because all coins used to be gold, silver. So, and they're electrical conductors. So currency is why they, you know, it's what makes the world go round, right?
Yeah.
The current. People don't get how much words actually tell you their purpose. Currency. Mm. Money makes the world go round. What makes electricity work? Current. Currency is the electricity of the world. And the reason they call it currency, because originally it was gold and silver, which are electrical conductors. So we're going to go back to that. And that's how they're going to start off again, with gold and silver as the base. So you might as well have some silver, so you got some of that base. Because if all you got is paper and fucking digital money, bye-bye. Ask the people over in Greece what happened to their money. Can happen here. And this is what people need to realize. Look at what's happening in Europe for a preview of what could happen here. And if you don't think that it could happen, all you young people, look in your freaking history books about the Depression of the 1920s. And if you're lucky enough to have your grandparents alive, ask them what that shit was like. And that didn't happen in some foreign third world company.
Yeah, my grandparents lived through it.
Yeah, that happened in this country. And it can happen again. If it happened, because you know why? I'm going to tell you folks why. The same people who engineered it back then for their own purposes to make their businesses grow are the same people, just different skins, running it now. So if they can engineer a collapse back then, it's certainly engineer collapse now that will get them what they want. And what they want right now is a new world order.
Of course.
What they wanted back then was the Industrial Revolution to speed up. And that's what it did. And they had a real lovely puppet in there for fucking president. So, I mean, these guys know what they're doing. And they have a puppet in there. Oh, my God, they have one of the best puppets ever in there now. I mean, he's been doing their bidding like a soldier, like a fucking robot. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's got a chip in his head.
Yeah,
I'm serious, dude. This guy is doing the bidding of the Illuminati like you wouldn't believe, and making it look like it's change and hope and it's good for the people. But this TPP he's pushing through, all these things he's pushing through is right on the Illuminati agenda. He's doing exactly what he was elected to do.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't bullshitting when he said change. He didn't say it was good, going to be a good change for the people. It was change good for the Illuminati. He wasn't bullshitting. Change. His ears have been nothing but breaking down old things and changing them and kind of shifting the paradigm into getting it ready for the new world order. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Really is. The surveillance, the drones, everything he's been putting in is just setting things up for the next level of the new world order.
Yeah.
And whoever's in there in 2016 has got a real heavy job. And it was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. You know that. She was the chosen one, because if you look at it, you had to have a black guy. And then we had to have a woman.
That's exactly what I figured.
A woman's next to be a gay woman.
I figured that
a gay
before
woman.
I was
well,
away.
We already, if we get Hillary, we will get a gay woman. Right?
Yeah.
So we'll get two in one. People won't know that. And we already have a gay man in there.
Yeah,
we have a gay black president.
I'm not going to say that shit, though, because that's why that female comedian was killed. I forgot her name, though.
Oh, yeah, Joan Rivers. I better be quiet.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I forgot.
I kind of fear for my life doing this.
Michelle Obama's a man. There's a video out there to prove it.
That's fucking
great. Yeah, so, yeah, watch that. Look, ask for Joan Rivers talks about Obama. That's a great one. She fucking laid it right on. Then she was dead like 2 weeks later. Check that on YouTube. Search that, what she says about Michelle and Barack Obama, and literally she was dead 2 weeks later.
That scared me. I
hope you do that, guys.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, right? When I showed you that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then I showed you that other video that proves that she was a man, right? You know, the Adam's apple, the fingers. People start looking at closely at Michelle Obama, and then look at all these trannies that are out there, these transgender people that need their equality. Look at Michelle, baby. Anyway, so yeah, if we do elect Hillary, we'll have a lesbian woman president. But I have a feeling that their plans have gotten a little fucked up.
Well, who do you think is going to be?
Dude, I don't know if they could pull enough tricks off to get Hillary in there. Their second choice would be Jeb Bush, but he's a poor performer right now. People obviously can see that he would be a poor president. Dude, you know who I want in there?
What, Bernie Sanders?
No.
He doesn't stand a chance, does he? I don't think.
No. You know who I want.
Donald Trump?
I want Donald Trump.
I don't know if he stands a chance either, though. I'm not sure. What do you think?
Dude, look.
Let me just say, first of all, before I make myself sound stupid, I don't follow the presidential
predictive. Okay, first of all, you know predictive programming?
What program?
Predictive programming. We've talked about it a million times in here, Kevin, about how movies and TV predict what's going to happen in the future, right?
Which one did they predict?
Simpsons. Does the Simpsons ever have predictive programming in it? Have they had 9/11? Have they had the Masons? Have they had prediction programming in it?
Oh, they did have a skit?
Oh, yes, they had a Trump programming skit.
Yes. Fucking right. I didn't know if that was fucking... I completely forgot about that.
Just
holy
like you
shit.
Pointed out, Family Guy had the Bruce Jenner shit.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
Oh, come on, dude. You're my pop culture guy. I'm disappointed in you. What have you been smoking lately? If I can find it out, an old motherfucker like me, why can't you?
Wait, do you...
I saw it.
Like from the past and you remembered it or
no,
you looked it up
I looked
recently?
It up on...
Yeah, because that show's been on for 20 fucking years, but that just rang a fucking
Trump
bell.
A Trump presidency. I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it.
Shit, yeah, I guess so.
Fuck it. It's got to be better than... Dude, one thing these people have in common, Trump and this other black guy who's, you know, I don't know if you noticed the polls, but the three top people in the Republican candidates are people who have no political experience. People are tired of politicians.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's an asshole. A buffoon. But shit, he's not a politician. He's a businessman.
Yeah.
He's just a hyped up version of what Ross Perot was. Now, here's the problem with Trump. He's so polarizing that if he does run as a third party, he's almost going to hand the election to Hillary. Because he'll split the Republican Party, but I don't think he has enough to split the Democratic Party. So whether Hillary makes it or not, I wouldn't say Hillary, but whoever the Democratic nominee is, he'll almost hand it to him. So that's the downfall of Trump. But how fun would a Trump presidency be, if as long as you were in a different country?
I don't.
Come on, dude. Remember The Apprentice? Like, I'd love him to be firing his people live on TV. The Secretary of State fucks up. Get on TV. Donald Trump's holding a press conference. You're fired.
Yeah.
Right in front of everybody. How fucking cool would that be?
Yeah, he definitely says it like it is, man. He don't back down to any of the controversial questions and shit. He don't pretend he didn't say any of the shit he said in the past.
He's not qualified to be president, but one of these idiots are. What, Barack Obama's qualified to be president? Well, I was a senator for 2 years, and then I worked in corrupt Chicago politics. I'm qualified to be president. Nobody looked at his qualifications. Do you notice that? Motherfucker. All his experiences is as a Chicago representative and councilman and 2 lousy years in the Senate. Ooh, he had a lot of experience. No, it's a puppet, but people overlooked that because he was this black guy with the great message, including me. I voted for him because I knew. I said, oh, this has to happen. We have to get this guy in here.
Yeah.
Well, this has to happen for this shit to keep going, dude. I'm all for this change. That's what people don't understand. The only thing I'm not for is a new world order coming in and taking over. But I'm all for the old going. I'm all for religion breaking down. I'm all for governments breaking down. I'm all for currency and the whole money system breaking down.
Oh, I'm definitely for that.
You know, I'm all for everything, the breakdown part. What I'm concerned about is the recreation part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm all for the destruction of the old. Really am. And I'm very excited watching it go. You know, it's the new that's coming in that really I'm concerned about. And I want to make sure that at least for my life, it goes the right way. And I'm not trapped in the new world order like everyone else. And I do believe there is going to be a time where we're going to be able to get out if we want to. Okay. And I'm just keeping an eye open for when that time is going to be and preparing for it. Like I told you, I already got a spot to go. I just got to get there. And everybody should. Everybody should have a spot to go. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to get caught up in that shit. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It's going to be everybody watch every fucking move. You know, your doctor's going to report. Everybody's going to be reporting everything about you back to the government electronically. You don't want that. Dude, you don't fucking want that. What I'm about is anarchy. You know what anarchy is? People think it's chaos, right? Oh, anarchy, anarchy, anarchy. No, it just means lack of government.
Yeah.
No government.
Nothing wrong
Self-government. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
I am a self-governed person. I could exist with no laws right now at my state of evolution. I'm not saying that when I was 21 I could. And I'm not saying when I was 15 I could. I'm not even saying when I was 30. I still needed some sort of regulation and structure that was set forth by others.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that the human being in itself, if you or I could evolve to the point of where we really are self-thinking for ourselves instead of being programmed by the matrix, we would, if there were more people like that who were enlightened, who were thinking for themselves, and not programmed by the maker, we could be self-governed. We could govern ourselves without the help of any outside forces.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of laws, it would be guidelines. You live by a certain set of moral guidelines that everybody agrees upon. You know what I mean? And of course, you're going to have people who deviate from them every now and then. You know what I mean? You might get a lot of people, but you should allow them to live and give them a place where they can live if they want to live that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like if you don't want to live in society, well, here's an opportunity where you don't have to. Here's a place you can go here. We won't bother you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I think is the most fucked up thing, man.
Yeah, that you're forced. Like I don't look, dude. I would love it if you're born right and you get to the age of about 13. They say 13 and 15 is like what they call the age of reason when your intellectual logical side starts developing, decision making, rational thinking, all that. When you get to that point where you're making the decisions in your life, you should be offered a choice by your parents or by whoever is your guiding force at that point. Here's your choice. You can go this way for society, get a job, get married, go to college. Here's the script.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make your own way. You know what I mean? this is a new world order, or here's a free land where you could live.
See, that's what weighs on my mind more than anything.
Yeah.
This whole ordeal.
Are we going to have a choice? That's the thing. All I'm asking for is a fucking choice. You can have your new world order, but give those of us who want a choice the opportunity to get the fuck out and start something on our own.
To not be a slave.
I mean, if you've ever seen the movie Brave New World or read the book, it was similar concept, and even Planet of the Apes, where there was the society, which was really a New World Order society, if you look at it. They're telling you that this is what the New World Order will be like. But then there was always like what they would call the Outlands or the Badlands, where the people who didn't want to be a part of society lived. Now, the point is they always painted that place as a wild and crazy where they're killing each other.
Yeah, always.
And they're fighting for resources, right? The Outlands, except in Planet of the Apes. The Forbidden Zone was a place where the enlightened people lived.
And that's the way. It's the fucking real mess. No, it's funny because, like, I don't be mad at
you. I'll want to live in that Forbidden Zone any day if that's where the enlightened people live. They paint the picture like, if you don't live in this society, it's going to be hell wild because people will kill each other. They'll be fighting. They'll be savages.
Yeah.
What the message they're trying to put forth is that humans without government and structure are savages.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the truth. Some, yes, but not all. So give us a choice. I don't mind being in the Forbidden Zone in the Outlands.
No.
If it's where enlightened people can get together and live and have a community, a love sharing based community. Do you know what I mean? And then there could be the bad one. But as long as they're separated by enough distance, you know what I mean? And you could use technology as controls if you want. Look, I don't have nothing against electronic fences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's going to let people allow them to live the way they want, have the option. That's all I'm asking for is options.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like what we talk about with the cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you have cancer and you want to go to treatment, you have three options. Surgery, radiation, or chemo. Pretty much. And those are all kind of not good options.
No,
they're all harmful options. All I want is that fourth option of cannabis. Let me develop a cannabis treatment and give me that as the first course of action.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have that option right now. That's all I'm looking for is options. And then let me make my fucking choice. And I think most people would like that too. Most people of higher consciousness. Dude, there is a segment of the population, let's be face it, that needs to be led. It's only because they've been programmed into society and into the matrix for so long they know no other way.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean,
and that's true.
Yeah.
And those people probably would need a new world order type of government, and that's fine. And those are the people they want in there anyway. If you know the people who run this world, they always separate the two between them and the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. You know what I mean? I'm okay with that. And it is the sheep. I hate using that term, but let's just say the masses who do need control.
Mm-hmm.
Because their consciousness has been so limited by society and by the programming that they've installed in there that that's what they've been programmed to have.
Mm-hmm.
So let them have it. If that's what they need, let them have it. Okay? But then there are those of us, and there are more and more of us growing, who actually can think for ourselves, who don't need that much control from the government, who don't need this. We get strangled by this control. It doesn't work for us. We die from it, basically. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let us have an option, please. There's plenty of land in this fucking world. Give us an option. Why do you cocksuckers have to control everything?
And
I don't get it.
See, you know what? I don't get it either because now that you're...
You can have 80% of it.
Yeah. Well, now that you're breaking
Give me 20.
I never thought about it. Now that you're breaking it down, though, if you think about it, there still would be, if there was that option, like you said, there would still be a great amount of the population to control because how many people, and I wouldn't give a fuck, I would be of the part of the population that just lived in that area where the fences are and everything, where I could just be apart from modern day slavery and everything that the rest of the world wanted to do, and how many people would still work, still follow the control system and still be like, look at these fucking people, look at these people who don't want to work, don't want to do these things.
Right.
And they would still look down upon you. I would say, I don't give a fuck, look down upon me, but at least...
And you would say, yeah, I don't work. Work, huh? Then what is this? What I'm doing farming
for
10 hours a day. Do you know what I mean? I'm not working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're working. If you're in that community, you're fucking working. But you know what the difference is? You're working for the community.
Yeah.
You're not working for yourself, and you're not working for the government.
Exactly.
You're working for the community, the good of the whole, not the good of the 1%. And that's who we're working for right now. Fuck you people, just like last week. Remember, face it, we're all fucked. We're all working for the 1%. And it's time we start working for our fucking selves.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. We're talking about a society where you're working for them as a slave, or a society where you're working for the good of the community. And that's all I'm talking. Two different societies. And we should have that fucking option.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to start demanding, is that option. Yeah. More than anything else, is just the option. That's all. Just the fucking option. Yeah. Let's start with that. Give us an area.
No, exactly.
Pick an area.
I'll
live it. Yeah. Just as long as I don't have to abide by your fucking rules. Now, we have a world right now where we have many different countries, right? And some of those countries almost work like the New World Order. Wouldn't you say China?
Yeah.
That is actually the prototype for the New World Order. If you don't think the Illuminati put fucking Mao Zedong in there, you're dumb. They put him in there. That's the prototype, China. So you already have a New World Order country. They exist. We let them exist. We trade with them. But then there are other countries that don't exist in that way. You have good countries, Iceland, Switzerland, New Zealand, right? They're chill. They have their own little government, right? Nobody bothers. They're allowed to exist too.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't almost we start our own country? I mean, obviously I see where they're trying the consolidation. You know, the United Nations is consolidation. They're trying to consolidate, and that's fine. But instead of just, if the world is divided into two, yin and yang, why does it only have to be the yin fucking world? Why can't we have two? Why can't we? And coexist just like the real world. Yin and yang coexist in life. Why can't we have that in as above, so below?
Yeah,
that's the real as above, so below, where yin and yang coexist and work together for the good. Problem is they've separated. They've separated the two. But the truth of the world works by yin and yang, dark and light, working together. It's the only way matter is formed. We couldn't have a reality if it weren't for that. So the society and the people themselves, there can be yin society, and there can be yang society, and they can coexist. The problem is there's not right now. And I'm going to leave you guys with that. I'm going to leave everyone with that. Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah. And have the fucking option.
Have the option.
I just honestly.
That's all we could ask for, is the option. That's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. Honestly, I don't want to kiss ass here, but I think you're a fucking genius for that. And the reason why, no, for real, because like, just, I never thought about it that way. My whole thing was always like, we have to stop this altogether. But now that I think about it, it's like, if you did have the option to either go live off in this corner of the world, this reserved area for people who don't want to follow the control system, but you still had that other part of the world of people that follow
the
control
system. They could put that other part of the world in a lot easier.
Yeah, but it's honestly like, it still works for everybody. The control system gets to do their fucking thing, and then the people that want to live and be free want to be free. And it's like I was saying, like in every like in the movies like Brave New World and Demolition Man and every movie but Planet of the Apes, the control system will still function fine on that other side of the fence, because the people who are being controlled are not going to look at the people that are free and envy them. They're going to be like, look at these fucking losers.
Right.
They're going to look at it the same way they look at homeless people.
Right. Even though homeless people are probably the most free in this country,
because
not bound by society's rules, and they make sure they're not.
Yeah.
But even now, they're trying to make them bound by society's rules. So even that's what I'm saying. Just give us a fucking option, man. That's what life's about. Choice.
I fucking love it, man.
Remember the Matrix? The that one scene with the fucking architect.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the conclusion of that? What is it all about? Choice. Give us a fucking choice. Please. Red pill, baby. Truthiscary.com. Kev Rock Entertainment. Yes, yes. We'll see you next week. I think, guys, I'm going to be broadcasting a little more. I want to be on Periscope and get a little more in touch with you guys now that times are getting a little tougher. So hopefully you'll see a little more of me and maybe Kevin too. Who knows? But thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all next week on the Red Pill.
Later.